After getting the information and secretly meeting with the police officers, you know, and getting six of them getting their stories, it was utterly fantastic. And you see, they wanted to get me onto the plant to show me where the sighting was. And unfortunately, you know, they had to get their supervisor's permission, and that started a chain of events that caused me quite a bit of problems back in, it was 1984. And I started getting letters and phone calls from the governor's office in New York, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Attorney General's office in New York, and stating that I had been told things that violated the security of an important reactor complex. And Indian Point number 3 not only supplies electricity for the New York City subways, but it also supplies power to a number of secret military bases and NSA bases up in New York. And the thing is that, you know, they had that sighting there. It violated the security. So now, of course, this is before Night Siege was published. And they even called my school. And the head of the school called me into his office and said, I want you to listen. He put the person on hold. And they said that they, you know, they were investigating me as a security threat, and that they were trying to, you know, put pressure on my place of employment to get me to stop publishing or not to publish any information about the sightings at the reactor. And, of course, you know, the head of the school said, you know, are there any criminal charges against them? They said, no, not yet. So over the next couple of months, you know, I went to a number of hearings. And finally, it was all dropped. And at that time, the late John Fuller was still with us, and he had quite a bit of experience with dealing with things like this. And John was a very good friend of mine, and he said, you know, don't let them intimidate you. They're just trying to intimidate you to keep you quiet. But the bottom line is that yes, I did have pressure put on me, and it was a very, very hard time. And there were talks about, you know, I violated, you know, national security, and that, of course, they could take it from there and prosecute me as much as they wanted to.
Well, you're a private citizen who has obtained this information legally. That's incredible. Have they not heard of prior restraint?
Well, the thing is that they dropped it after a while. And but it did cause me quite a bit of problems. And was the a coincidence that after that I got audited by the IRS two times in a row?
Oops.
And I had all of these other problems with, you know, renewing my driver's license and passports and things like that. I mean, there was no coincidence. Somebody was putting pressure on me. But the thing is that I was also in a conversation with, I was also giving the information to a person who, by the name of Jerry Culleton, who was a newsman at WVIP in Mount Kisco at that time. And he was like a go-getter. He went after the plant. He called up the plant and talked to Carl Patrick at the time, who was the plant spokesman and representative to the media. And he asked him, did you have a UFO sighting or not? Of course, they couldn't discount it because people had seen the UFO over the reactor plant around Peekskill, New York, when they had the sightings. And Patrick says, yes, there was a sighting, but in no way was the reactor or the plant compromised. And Jerry Culleton said, I want to know, did you fire upon this object? And he said, and it's quoted in the newspaper and the Reporter Dispatch and the Journal News, which is two major papers in Westchester County, I will not confirm or deny if our security people fired upon this object, but they did what was necessary to protect the plant. And Once that made it into the papers, that story, did aliens buzz Indian Point, was the headline story. The pressure sort of like dropped off on me. But there was a time, you know, for several months where I was afraid to even answer the phone. I was afraid to, you know, go to the mailbox to see what the heck was coming next. Obviously, I was getting harassed to keep quiet. Now, the thing is this. I'm hearing stories over and over and over again for many, many years about certain UFO investigators and researchers who uncovered important government documents that are appearing all over the internet and so on. Oh, they got secret information from the government and so on and so on. I kind of like doubt that because I just touched on an area of national security involving UFOs, and I got my ears pinned back really fast.